Blog Talk Radio.
Brains, brains, I want your brains.
Horror for all with your presenter, Mark and Irene.
And me, ready to wait.
Tonight, Wednesday, live at 8 p.m. We are talking about zombies! Zombies! On Freedom Talk Radio! www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk. Join in! And why not phone up the show? If you're brave enough,
I know, feed me off!
Welcome to Horror Fall. What is this week about?
It's about zombies. You just told them. And you should have listened.
Okay, Freddy. Well, this week, it's all about zombies. One of the easiest horror films to make. Just imagine you're getting up first thing in the morning and having a major hangover. You're ready to play a zombie.
Yes, I've done that many a time.
Yes, you can see many a zombie on a Saturday night.
Yes, I think you too can too.
The English word zombie was first recorded in 1819.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
History of Brazil by the poet Robert Summerly in the form of Zombie. The Oxford East English Directory.
I read it from A to Z.
Gives the origin of the word as West African and appears to the Congo words Zambaye, God, and Zumbuyu, fetish.
Oh, I like a good fetish. I wonder if the listeners do as well.
No, don't go there, Freddy. Please don't go there. We'll be taken off the air.
Okay, I won't.
A component to Poker Directory from 1903 defines the related word zombie as soul. By later, Kaburu, Poker Directory,
that's easy for you to say,
defines it as being a spirit that's supposed to wander the earth to torment the living. One of the first books to expose Western culture in the concept of the voodoo zombie was Magic Island by W.B. Seabrook in 1929. This is a sensational account of a narrator who encounters voodoo cults in IDT and reconstructs trolls.
Oh, I wonder if he had a doll that he could put a little pins in.
Probably did, Freddy, probably did. Time claimed that the book introduced zombie to the U.S. speech.
Oh, I don't know, is it? Is this the same as us, our English book?
Well, probably not. They do some strange words, Freddy.
I know, but they might be listening, so we can't be polite to them.
Yes, we will be polite to them, Freddy. Personal sounds.
Sounds like a housewife myself.
Having no will of its own. Habitan tradition also calls an incorporeal type of zombie the zombie astral, which is part of the human soul. A boka can capture a zombie astral to enhance his spiritual power. A zombie astral can also be sealed inside a specially decorated bottle by boka and sold to a client to bring luck, healing, and a business success.
Oh, I wondered what that was in that funny drink that I had the other day.
It believed that God eventually will reclaim the zombie soul, so the zombie is temporarily entry, spiritual entry.
My girlfriend Gerta was a zombie. She loved me for my brain.
Yeah, very funny for me. The birth of the zombie gene is almost a potent development in the world, horror world. Not only
we get to see morally suffering unread zombies introduced, our favourite morally suffering zombies.
The heroine of the new age of gore, Night of the Living Dead, was one of the first films in Spence that to get rid of tired and tested cut-away technique.
Sounds like my sex life.
Freddy, whose violence was portrayed as a shadow of the wall of a camera cut out, and a scream.
Ah!
Horror films entered the age of special effects and spectacular blood and gore galore.
You know, when you open it, there's guts of glue and lots of strawberry jam and pig's blood. Ugh.
Here, there was a new way to make the audience scream in terror.
I remember the picture scream. I told him to get rid of this, keep that kid still when I went to the bog.
Oh, Freddy, please behave yourself. I tell this in my horror story now.
Okay. Have you ever been to school lately? You may be in for a shock. The hall keep coming. Nothing seems to hold them back. Army of children, uniform, coming in from everywhere. I tried my best to bring back some order, but to no avail. The mindless horde marches on, getting closer and closer. How am I going to deal with the walking dead? Who do the zombie walk whilst in on their phone? High-pitched screams, swearing, fighting, litter all over the place. The horde are at the gate. I have to make a statement or go down with a fight. A bell rings out the bear's beak. Break up the foe in a perfect line. I must get on with another school day, as it's part of my job as a headmaster's lot. The end.
In my humble opinion, the best zombie film that gets some most mentions is Night of the Living Dead. Barbara and Johnny drive to rural Pennsylvania, visit their father's grave, where the cemetery Barbara is attacked by a strange man.
It's always a strange man.
Well, they're pretty strange, and you're pretty strange too, Freddy.
Oh, I know that. Never mind.
Where was I? Johnny tries to rescue his sister, but his assistant strikes Johnny's head against the gravestone, killing him. After wrecking their car in a panic, Barbara escapes on foot with a stranger in pursuit. She arrives at the farmhouse, where she discovers a woman's mangled corpse. Fleeing from the house, she is confronted by strange menacing ghouls, including a man in the graveyard. A man named Ben arrives and takes her back to the house.
Why is he called Ben?
I don't know. Perhaps it's in the script.
Well, I haven't read the script.
Well, go back and read it, Ben. Arrives and takes her back to the house, driving the monsters away from the barricade of doors and windows. While doing this, Ben finds a radio and a hunting rifle. Throughout the night, Barbara slowly descends into stupor of shock and insanity. Basically, she's going as mad as a box of fox.
Oh, I've always had a box of fox in my head.
That explains everything, Reddy. That explains everything. Ben discovers that the farmhouse is a cellar. The cellar house is an angry married couple, Helen and Harry and Helen Cooper, along with their daughter Karen. The Coopers sought refuge off a group of some monsters overturn their car. Tom and Judy, a teenage couple, arrive after hearing an emergency broadcast about a series of brutal killings. Karen has fallen seriously ill after being bitten by one of the monsters.
Oh, it was a love bite.
They venture upstairs when Ben returns the radio on. While Barbara awakens from her stupor, Harry demands that everyone hide in the cellar. But Ben deems it a death trap and continues to barricade the house upstairs with Tom's help.
He always barricade the help, it never works.
Radio reports explain as a wave of mass murder is sweeping across the East Coast of the United States. Ben finds the television. He and the other occupants of the house watch the emergency broadcaster report that the recently deceased have come reanimated and consuming the flesh of the living.
Yum, yum. Oh, I enjoyed that dinner.
Expert scientists and the military have failed to determine the cause of the reanimations. Through one scientist suspects that due to radioactivity, contamination from space probet was blown up Earth's atmosphere while returning from Mars. Today is National Dinosaur Day. Zombies may eat flesh to feed the zombie virus itself. Some critics realize that zombies prefer the taste of human flesh,
if they can taste anything,
because warm human flesh may have to do with zombie virus needing fresh DNA or some parasitic microorganism receiving some form of nourishment from live blood cells.
Feed me, feed me. I want your dinner. I want to eat you for my tea. My tea, my tea, my tea.
While the causes and depictions of zombies throughout the history have varied, one element takes that links them. They all comprise brains. George Romero is referred to as the father of the modern zombie and widely viewed as the creator of modern zombie cinema. He's written and directed more zombie films than anyone in history. He should get a zombie of Oscar. Here you are. He's your Oscar, Mr. George A. Romano. What have you got to say to that? Brains. 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 Ow.
Okay.
Modern concepts of zombies originally began with the voodoo religion of the West African Ubai Guru tribe, and then traveled to capture slaves to the Caribbean island of Haiti, a busy slave center in the 1700s. George Romero's zombie films are great because they use zombies as a device of social commentary. In other words, they are not movies about zombies, they're rather about human beings and how they react in crisis. We got commercialism, we've got disease, and lots of other things we wish to relate to zombies. Perhaps they could do a zombie double trump movie.
Oh, I don't think they have to bother. I think he's already there.
It's probably true, Randy. There's a law in Haiti that makes a crime to turn someone into a zombie. Article 249 states if someone drugs another person, buries him as though he was dead, and digs the person up and brings him back to life, it's considered murder.
Well, I hope so too. I did that last week, and they never arrested me.
Well, I wouldn't admit that. Don't go back to that country.
No, I won't. I promise.
Collins Nicey is said to have turned into a real-life zombie.
I wonder if it's true.
He claimed he turned into a zombie by a combination of powerful neurotoxins and hallucinogenics.
It's very easy for you to say, Mark. It's not very easy for me to say, because I'd make that word up. Don't worry, nobody's listened. Then so it won't matter.
I'm very true. Nobody ever listens to my show. Nobody ever rings in either.
No, they never do. They probably think you're some sort of idiot.
Well, let's get on with the show. Zekel Jobs can actually make people look like zombies. The disease causes painful oozing, sores on the face, legs, arms, and feet. The painful wounds on the bottom of the feet sometimes cause the sufferer to walk in a slow, zombie-like shuffle. Besides being able to move, after they're dead, zombies do not have superpowers.
No, they can't fly. They can't. They're not super strong. And you can shoot them in the head, and they don't move anymore.
In fact, zombies actually have fewer abilities than they did when they were living human beings. Adjective RLF stands for reanimated life form, which is another way of saying zombie.
I wonder if they could do a cartoon like that on the telly for children. Real life forms, save the planet. With us, we have zombie number one.
Derek, what's Derek's special powers?
Oh, Derek, what's your special powers?
Brains.
Oh, okay.
In case of a zombie outbreak, genetic weapons are always preferable to custom, or rare firearms with rarer forms of ammunition. In a case of zombie outbreak, a person's physical fitness may have significant influence on their person's odds of surviving.
Basically, run, like...
Don't say that word.
Like, very quickly. But it gives them an evidence, okay?
Don't, Freddy. You've gone very trouble now. I'm telling you off now.
Okay, Mark. I won't do no more. That's what he thinks.
Zombies may have a trademark zombie limp because their bodies are affected by the same decomposition process as any normal corpse.
They're falling apart.
Additionally, rigor mortis could cause serious tissue and massive damage at the zombies each step.
In other words, they're doing the zombie shuffle. We're doing the zombie shuffle. We're doing the zombie shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. The zombie shuffle.
Yes, okay, Freddy. Since zombies do not regenerate or heal, any damage is permanent. Oh, they can't go down to the doctors then. No, I don't think the doctors would let him in. They'd probably run.
Yeah, probably right.
Eventually, a zombie's top speed could be reduced to a crawl, and perhaps even slow to the point where it could not move. So he's a zombie. Ha ha!
Well, vampires are fast, strong, difficult to kill, readily intelligent, and able to regenerate. Zombies are slow, rather weak, easy to kill, and dumb.
And they're so dumb, it's incredible.
Yes, I met one the other day. He thought, what do you call a zombie when he's asleep?
I don't know. What do you call a zombie when he's asleep?
Zombie!
Any wound or damage you receive is permanent. So in a fight between a zombie and a vampire, the vampire will most likely win. Zombies fans debate how long it would take a person who died from a zombie virus to reanimate. Fairies put the moment of reanimation between a few minutes to several hours.
I wonder who sits down and tries to figure that out. They've probably got nothing to do in their life. They've probably got a very, very sad life.
Very true. Experts note in order to survive a zombie attack, it's imperative to follow a few guidelines. One, do not take shelter in a vehicle which you do not have the keys.
Yes, you can't get in. You can't escape.
Do not leave weapons out for zombies to find.
No, they're picking them up and use them against you.
Do not give your only weapon to a hysterical person.
No, they run away and all get hysterical and run to the zombies and get eaten.
Do not retreat to your basement without supplies.
No, you're starved to death. You too become a zombie.
Do not get surrounded by zombies, especially in an elevator.
Yes, it won't happen. It's not like the Indians in the cowboy films. They won't wait until you've got the wagons round. They'll just attack.
Do not let personal emotions of anger impede your survival.
Yes, in other words, don't get upset. Don't cry about the zombie. I'm a zombie. I don't want to be a zombie.
So do not get into the... Some scientists claim that a zombie apocalypse is not necessarily an impossibility because humans are susceptible to neurotoxins, brain parasites, real rage virus, known as mad cow disease, neurogiants, and nanobots, which can operate in the host when even the host has died. Yes, I remember watching a program about these insects and bugs that infect your brain and can make you do strange or wonderful things. It was a lovely program, and it made me think, what the hell am I going to do that? A parasitic fungus turns ants into zombies.
That was quite cool. Perhaps we can see some zombie ants. What? They are. I'm going to do an interview with zombie ants. Hello, zombie ants. How are you today?
Praise.
Okay.
A parasitic fungus, a species of... This is a big word, so I won't probably say it right. Oporocoroideroi seeps. Or, if you're spelling it, this is what it's spelled like. Oporocoroideroi seeps.
Yes, it's a long word. Why do they do these so much long words?
Well, I think they do it on purpose just to confuse people like me.
Well, they're doing a very good job, Mark.
Thank you, Freddy. Effectively, it turns ants into zombies. A recent study found the fungus can synchronize several ants to bite down simultaneously on the underside of a leaf and then die. The fungus then sprouts through the dead ants' bodies. In computer science, a zombie is a computer that's taken over by a virus, a Trojan horse, or a hacker. Most owners of zombie computers are aware that computers have been compromised. The top 10 safest countries during a zombie outbreak, according to geographical location, topography, armed population density, and military preparedness, are the following, and we're not even, is not even on the list. So there we are, we're doomed. If you live in Australia, Canada, United States, Russia, Kazakhstan, Bulgaria, Norway, Finland, Argentina, or Sweden, you're okay. But here in the UK, it's not anarchy. It'd be dedicky. Ha ha ha. Stories of the dead being brought back to life. Oh, true. Callers can call in from USA and Canada if you wish.
Oh, I think they wish to. Come on. Come on. Give us a call, you idiots.
Yes, let's go back to the show. Yes, stories of the dead being brought back to life are thousands of years old. For example, 5,000 years ago in the Middle East, tell the epic of Gilgashnia, an anguished goddess threatens to bring the dead back to eat the living. Zombies in Chinese myth are called Kang Shai, the hopping curse.
Oh, they must be going hoppity hop, brains, 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 hoppity hop, brains, brains, brains.
While they have human bodies, they do not have any fault or free will. In some Chinese myths, zombies are dead people who dare die far from home and must walk back to their home villages before they can rest in peace.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, just like me. Ho, ho, hum, I need brains.
Yes, so do I.
Scavenging story, zombies are called Dragaugr. Dragaugr. According to the legend, Dragaugr were fierce warriors, but after they died, they were not content to lie in a grave. Instead, they came back to attack the living. To call a Dragaugr, one has to cut off its head, burn its body, and scatter its ashes out to sea.
Wow! It sounds like a good night out to me.
I generally believe that hours before rigor mortis sets in, a zombie must be the most dangerous. They would briefly have the strength and speed of a living humans before their bodies be ravaged by decomposition. Or, in other words, rotted. Because it's easy for me to say.
Yes, I think you better say that, Mark. Because you definitely can't say that word.
No, I can't, Freddy. I definitely can't. A revenant, from the French term nivrore, meaning one who returns, is a popular zombie-like creature. Like zombies, they begin to suffer rotting and smell like a rotting body once they come back to life. However, unlike modern zombies, their teeth begin to grow to crooked, terribly crooked and jagged protrusions. That's to Americans.
It's what our teeth look like. We probably think, oh, English teeth looks like that. Because that's what they say in every story you see. Well, it's pretty true. My teeth aren't that great. Well, I haven't got any false ones. Well, I thought you did. No, not yet, Freddy, not yet.
Also, unlike zombies, they don't like people or drink blood. Zombie stories have been found all over the world, including in Europe, Asia, North America, Africa, and the Middle East. Oh, Haiti have been the source of modern zombie stories. Voodoo zombies, or zombies based in Haiti lore, are created by evil priests. We mentioned that earlier. You're just doing it again. Yes, I mentioned it earlier. I forgot I did. I'm sorry, Freddy. According to voodoo religion, once a zombie has been created, a boko or evil priest has created a zombie, must keep the zombie obedient by feeding it a paste made from a plant called a zombie's cucumber. Legend states that the chemicals in the cucumber keep zombies weak, so they're easy to all around. In the United States, the zombie's cucumber is called Jimson weed.
Oh, is that that kind of weed you can smoke?
I don't know, because I've never done that with Freddie, and I don't advise our listeners to do it either.
Okay.
Folklore says that salt will remove a zombie to... Restore a zombie to the grave.
Yes, I tried to salt the other day. And the zombie just went, can I have some pepper by that as well?
According to Haiti folklore, feeding salt to a zombie restores the person to freedom. That doesn't mean the zombie will become a living person again, but rather the body will turn to the grave.
I used to like one foot in the grave. It's very funny. Is that related to it?
Well, I don't know, but it was very good comedy. According to Haiti voodoo, there are several precautions people can take so their deceased loved ones can avoid being turned into a zombie. Bury the body under heavy stones, so they're harder to dig up.
Yes. Oh, I wonder if it's a stone you lose weight. It'd be that penny for you to put on there, Mark.
Watch over the grave for 36 hours. Late after 36 hours, death is final, and the book can no longer turn into a dead body into a zombie.
Ow! I didn't know that. I thought it was to do with that film. I like watching a lot of films. I was not going to do a marathon for 36 hours of Netflix or Amazon.
And cut off the head of the body. George Romero's 1968 movie, Night of the Living Dead, is usually credited as being the film with zombie movies today have their roots. The film Shaun of the Dead is a 2004 rom-com, or romantic zombie comedy. The film was written as a spoof honoring George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. It stars Simon Pegg as the couch potato turned zombie hunter Shaun. It's also called a zombie comedy.
You know why it's called a zombie comedy?
No, why is that, Freddy?
Because it's brain-tastical.
A popular Dead series, World series, is different from any other zombie genius because it depicts a ruling class of zombies at organised intelligence.
Yes, they call them MPs.
The most popular zombie-based manga Japanese comics storyline is called High School of the Dead. A story is about a group of high school students being caught in the middle of zombie apocalypse. Additionally, they must face the threat of social collapse and decay of this moral framework.
It sounds like Brexit.
The internet was opened up new ventures for the zombie gene to grow, particularly zombie-themed internet comics, such as Zombie Hunters, Last Blood, Everyday Decay, and Slaughter Incorporated. In fact, the zombie outbreak, there are certain hotspots for zombie infection, including hospitals, police stations, church, malls, and department stores. Early zombie movies are often associated with voodoo-style zombies, rather than viral or radiation zombies.
Yes, I like White Zombie, made in 1962. It tells the story of a woman's transformation to a zombie at the hands of a voodoo master. I think it was to do with Bela Lugosi. You're quite right.
Very first zombie film ever made in 1932. American film White Zombie. It's also the first horror film that was not a Sonic film, as well as the first independent horror film to star Bela Lugosi, an icon in horror cinema. In the very first zombie movie ever, White Zombie lead actor Bela Lugosi was paid $800 for his performance, making him the highest paid actor in that movie. Even in 1932, that wasn't a lot of money. A movie grossed more than $25,000 at the box office, though the film budget was around $50,000. White Zombie is a public domain, which means no one owns the rights to the film anymore.
So you can watch it and at your peace go and watch it on public domain. It's free!
Mr. Rogers is by the career prolific films. Zombie filmmaker. George A. Romero's first paid directing job was filming Mr. Rogers' Tonsillectomy.
That's easy for you to say. I can't even say the word. I'll have to spell it, Freddy. Yes, you're not very good at big words. No, I'm not.
So do my I've got small vessel disease in the brain, you know, it affects my memory and speech skills and things like that, so I'm coping quite well.
Oh, you're like a $7 living zombie. Yes, actually, that's why it's my favourite subject. I call myself a living zombie, because my brain is falling apart.
So here we are. It's TONSILLECTTOMY for Mr. Rogers' Neighbourhood, Romero said. His project somehow inspired him to pursue Korean horror films. The movies Zombie Strippers,
hey!
And Zombies are ranked as the very worst zombie films of all time. If you know of any more, please leave a comment and I'll check them out. Ethan O'Bob botanist Wayne Davis travelled in Haiti in 1982 after hearing reports of zombification. He found the zombies were most likely exposed to a dangerous mix of potent neurotoxins and hallucinogenics. He wrote his discoveries in a book, A Serpent in the Rainbow, which adapted in the movie the same name by horror director Wes Craven in 1988. Some critics have dismissed his work as unscientific or fraudulent. The word zombie fowls is a term used to describe fans of the zombie genre, like me. According to Haiti lore, a voodoo zombie soul returned to the victim upon the creator's death. Consequently, someone used a zombie as a servant after the creator's death, a risk of reproduction of violating voodoo lore. In Haiti, voodoo power, poda, is most likely given to the victim for the skin of the inner arm due to its proximity to the heart. After becoming exposed, the victim becomes violently ill and paralyzed. Though the person cannot move, he or she can still hear and feel everything. Then the person is buried alive in a hating voodoo zombification ceremony and then later reanimated. Yes, I think some time ago, I thought I heard that some doctors were researching this to help to do with surgery. I don't know how true this is. I'm probably talking rubbish.
Oh, I think you're always talking rubbish. This is what this show is about, rubbish. No one's listening. I know you said it earlier. I think my wife's listening. She said she would, unless she's fallen asleep by now. Oh, you've fallen asleep, dear.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't very good then. Many times, victims of voodoo with some location are reported to walk clumsy, speak the certain speech, and act spacey or intentive.
That sounds like me. Every day. Yes, it is you every day.
Experts note this is probably a result of permanent brain damage caused by confrontation, prolonged oxygen, the preparation for being buried alive, and exposure to voodoo power, which is mixed with neurotoxin TTX, hallucinogenic Darutria, and Columbia beans. Do not try this recipe at home. We do not condone that following statement. Recent research shows that most likely only about 1 out of 100 attempts at voodoo suffocation at ADT would be successful. The other 99 times would result in death, which is quite final. Critics note that a profound influence of the atomic age had on the public conscious helped usher the age of the modern zombie. Radiation became a staple of horror entertainment was the cause of mutant animals, giant insects, and zombies. The film movie Dead Snow is a 2009 Norwegian zombie comedy about a group of students under attack from Nazi zombies in the mountains of Norway. It was nominated for the most memorable mutation scene.
I've never seen that. I'll have to go out and rent it out.
People being mistaken buried alive play a role in zombie lore. Yes, it is true that if you look it up on various search sites, look up people being mistakenly buried alive and you'll be shocked and horrored how many people this has happened to. Long ago, people were sometimes buried alive because they were in a coma, which put doctors mistook for death. When thieves dug up their graves to steal jewelry, the corpse seemed to come back to life. This played a role in developing a zombie myth. Toxic zombies and zombies have come back to life through radiation, exposure to a virus, or poisonous chemical leaks. These zombies are usually rotting, sunny bad, can't feel pain, and preferred to feed on human flesh.
That sounds like the chap I met last week. He was smelling bad. I gave him some sandwiches and he told me to go away. Because he rather had the money. Because he got a credit card. Because he don't take it. He only get his sex money to go on credit cards.
Oh. Except he can't move fast, which you mentioned earlier. Smell They can smell the fresh blood and can hear very well. Food is zombies, so zombies under other people's control retain a limited capacity of human attributes such as pain and emotion. They appear in stories all over the world. Zombie powder is made from poisons taken from animals such as a spiky pufferfish, a hobo tree frog, a cane toad. In addition, the powders contain human remains as well as some hallucinogens.
Ah, oh, what a lovely... I'll probably go down to the doctor next week and get some for my gout.
Critics note that zombies created either from superstition, radiation, or virtual mutation represent what is frightening the human psyche and serve to explore many profound assumptions about life and death. The Germans have a version of the zombie called Nachtzuja, Nachtzeher, which has two common translations,
Night Waster or Night Eater, Chura, Gorner, Gornora.
The Nachtzuja has traits of both the zombie and the vampire.
Oh, it bites and it fights. And it flies away. It's a zombie. Back come vampire.
When a Nachtzuja is first reanimated, it gores a part of its own body, then seeks out another victim to feed upon.
Oh, it bite. It's there for it. It loves to bite. Have another bite for yourself.
There are three general schools of thought about how a zombie virus will behave. First, dominant infection, where the virus has spread around the world. I may not notice until the recently dead begin to reanimate. In this case, anyone bitten or not would become a zombie.
Rain.
Oh no, he's become a zombie! Run!
Next is active infection only. That means that only those who are bitten by a zombie could be affected, and notably that only those who are bitten by a zombie would be affected and obviously die as a result. Only to reanimate after their deaths. Finally, dormant and active infection, which is the worst out of all three. All persons who die would reanimate, and those who are bitten would die much faster. Zombies are extreme representation of conformated identity, represent the inner struggle many humans are regarding the conflict of individuality versus conformity.
In other words, they're like the rebel. Perhaps they're like James Dean. Perhaps zombies are really James Dean in disguise. Perhaps they are.
Where are we? Oh, well, a heated debate involves whether or not Frankenstein monster can be considered a zombie. Well, I don't think so, but here we go. Zombie fans hotly debate whether Dr. Frankenstein contraction can be considered a zombie. One side of the debate claims that the zombie should be defined as reanimated corpse, regardless of how reanimation occurs. The other side says the corpse must be reanimated by either virus or radiation in each human flesh. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is the first novel to approach the idea of human reanimation from a non-suspicious point of view, whether Frankenstein's monster is a zombie or not. Shelley was the first to depict a reanimated body caused by science. Canadian-based team of statisticians created a zombie virus outbreak scenario and found the only hope for human civilization faced with such an outbreak would be fast, aggressive extermination response. Taking the attempted staff would not work.
Basically, it's Brexit gone mad.
For example, in a stereotypical urban city, a lot of people, I'd say that's 500,000, require aggressive military response for about 3 to 8 days. After 8 days, it would be nearly guaranteed that civilization will not bounce back. Zombies represent all that is dark and base about the human condition. The fear of zombies often stems from real human fears regarding unfamiliar or chaotic forces in the world. Most zombie survivalists adhere to the following survival list. So here is the top 10 zombie survival list. 40 to 19 days worth of non-perishable food, personal supply of water, 14 to 90 days worth of drinkable water, at least one firearm with 1,000 to 10,000 rounds of ammunition,
gasoline and electricity generator with 2 to 4 weeks worth of fuel, a sturdy Mercury close combat weapon, some form of martial arts, close combat training. One of the most well-organized zombie survivalist sites is ZenCore. Check it out. It stands for Zombie Coordination Offensive Response Elite. It costs $4 to join. And people in a popular horror film, 28 Days, are not technically zombies because they do not die before they take on zombie-like appearance and become fixated on the killing. And we could have. I wonder what zombies EastEnders would sound like. Here we go. And tonight's episode. Phil is asking Sharon a question. Brain. Sharon replies. The scene goes into the Vic. All the zombies around trying to have a drink and failing completely. As they go to the bar, all they can remember is the following. So it's very hard for the poor old Mick to understand what to do because he's the only one left that hasn't been bitten yet. Oh no, sorry. I apologise. He's finally gone. He sounds like this. Oh, you're brave. So that was EastEnders this week. And if you've got to watch morning television, it's like being a zombie anyway. You sit there going,
I wonder what that was about. That was very exciting.
I would say we could have a Jeremy Cole zombie show, but I'm sorry, that's been cancelled, so I can't do that. Oh dear, naughty me, I said that word. I'm probably in very big trouble now.
Oh well, never mind.
You're always in trouble. It'll soon be time to go. Will it, Freddy? Yes. I'm afraid so, Freddy. But we'll carry on. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Well, what can we do?
We could do a little song.
Okay, how's it going to go?
We'll call it the Zombie Rap.
Okay, the Zombie Rap.
Here we go, folks. Zombies are so cool. What do we call? Zombies, zombies, how are you? What do we say to you?
Praise.
And that's the end of that. So, I have to go soon. So, I hope you enjoyed Horror Film on Freedom Talk Radio at www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk. And soon I'll be giving you a new email so you can contact me. If you want to be on my show, I haven't got it on me because I forgot to write it down. I am a silly fool, aren't I? So, we always go with a little song. Thank you for listening to Horror for All with me, Mark Rain, Andy Rains,
and Freddy the Freak at all. Andy will come and soon cut me off. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
I don't know if I...
Brains, I want to brains.
Horror for All with your presenter, Mark and Elaine.
And me, Freddy the Week.
Tonight, Wednesday, live at 8 p.m. We are talking about zombies. Zombies! On Freedom Talk Radio. www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk. Join in and why not turn off the show
If you're brave enough, I don't think they are.